Hello there, sex fans, and welcome back. Today is Monday, January 31st, 2011, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge, with your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. That's me! The amazing Spanish visual artist Chris Lopez returns today for part two of his chat with us here in this Erotic Mind series. He's a joy to talk to, and he has such a unique take on the creative process involved in this specialized art form. But wait, you didn't miss part one of this charming conversation, did you? It appeared here last week at this time. Well, not to worry if you did, because you can find it and all of my podcasts in the podcast archive on my site, drdicksexadvice.com. All you got to do is use the search function in the header, type in podcast number 258, and presto! But don't forget to use the pound sign when you do your search. And again, this week Chris serves up another delicious slideshow of some of his marvelous artwork. It accompanies today's podcast posting on my site. Be sure to get a load of all the amazing eye candy. For more of Chris, visit him on his site, lopezgallery.com. And don't miss his blog at artinyourlifestyle.blogspot.com. And of course, you can find him on Facebook, too. Today's podcast is once again brought to you by the granddaddies of male masturbation toys, the amazing Fleshlight and Fleshjack. For those of you who have never seen one of these brilliant devices, let me describe it to you. It looks like a huge flashlight, thus the very clever names, don't you know? Inside the durable plastic case, there is a soft, fleshy inside called Super Skin. And trust me, this stuff is aptly named. It's phenomenal. But that's just the beginning. What makes the Fleshjack and Fleshlight so freaking amazing is that you get to design and personalize just about every aspect of the unit you purchase. Now, what other toy company allows you to do that? And ladies, here's a tip. This is the perfect gift for your man. You know how I keep talking about the mutual joys and important information shared when a couple masturbates together, right? Well, this is the ideal masturbation toy for him. Check it out and see for yourself. I know you will agree. Nothing beats a Fleshlight. Look for the banner in the sidebar of drdicksexadvice.com. You'll be so glad that you did. Okay, on with the show. Chris Lopez, thank you for coming back and joining us for this Erotic Mind podcast. I'm so delighted that we have more time together because I was just getting to the meat of you, so to speak. So last time we talked a little bit about your background as an artist, and we talked about your blog, artinyourlifestyle.blogspot.com. So now I would like to turn our attention to talking about erotic art in general. And I discovered that defining erotic art is difficult since perceptions of both what is erotic and what is art fluctuate with time and culture. For example, the depiction of a phallus in some cultures is not erotic, but rather a common symbol of potency and fertility. Do you share this perception?
First, thank you, Richard, for having me.
good.
Time. I'm very happy to be here again and with all of you. Well, that's a very complicated question, but I think just from the antiquity to now, so many things changed. And right now, we can see a phallus like a penis in a at the sex shop, like something silly, something that you can make like a cake in a shape of a
it's true.
Fences like jumping with ice and a lot of funny things with a penis, and I personally hate that because that's not my taste, and it's funny and that's another way to to see the erotica, no? It's also it's so valid, so I'm not complaining, but it's one of the Yes, so we can see a naked body or a sexual part in many ways, like something exciting, something funny, something beautiful, and so.
That's curious. That's very interesting. Well, you know, the ancient Greeks made fun of men with large penises. They thought that was obscene, and it's funny how things have changed throughout the years. That's for sure.
Some people they found that they were obscene. Some people they were found they were interesting.
Yes. So also the distinction is often made between erotic art and pornography. Both depict the body, sensuality, sexuality, even lovemaking, but there is a fundamental difference between the two art forms for many people. What do you think?
Well, the difference I've seen that is erotic is when you show, when it's like suggestion, not when like, and pornography is like the action.
Yes,
like,
I see, good.
And it's like, okay, you don't have any space for imagination. There is from everything there. And I see the erotic art is when you see something almost naked, but and that's it. So then you can use your imagination and go to bed with that image. And that's the thing. So pornography is when it shows you everything, you know, and everything is there.
Right. So it's interesting because last week you said that you photograph your models first, and then you work from photographs of your models to create your art. I would like to go back to that a little bit and talk about where you find your models, how you find your models, and do you tell them that it's going to be nude photography and nude artwork?
Yeah, that's interesting. It's a very interesting point of that. At the beginning, when I did my first the first watercolor that I made with that I showed you, I made it with a photo that I found online. But then I decided, well, I would like to do my own artwork from my own photo, no? Because I've been doing photography for many times. And one day I saw a guy in Puerto Rico, where I used to live, that I said, oh my God, I would like to see that guy naked.
Very tough
guy. And I decided, and I know that he was a straight guy.
Yes.
And he was like, okay, dude, let me call him. And he was a friend or a friend of mine. And I said very, very like naughty, I said, okay, dude, let me use my artwork as an excuse, but I want to see him naked.
Right.
And I called him and told him, I would like to do a portrait of you naked. He said, yes. And the guy, so he came, and when I saw him came, so it was like, oh my God. And that's the most interesting part. So for me, it's very, very erotic at the moment that they are in front of my camera,
right,
and they start to take their clothing on. So
yes,
that moment for me was very painful. So I had to look another way. Sometimes I'm taking photos, telling them, no, I'm just trying the light, but at that moment when they are taking their clothes on is the most erotic moment.
Oh, it's so true.
And
it's
then
so
when they
true.
Are naked, okay, let's do photos, and then when they are naked, so for me it's like my focus is in trying to find the beauty, and it's not erotic at all. So it's like okay, let's focus on art.
Yeah.
At that moment is the most erotic part when they take the clothes on.
Right.
And so I'm very familiar with someone naked in front of me, and that's not. And that's the way that I found my mother. So the people that I want to see naked. Not all the people I'm interested in. And some people, they have a spectacular bodies and only. And usually the people that I find that is very natural. I see some people that they are very natural. They have a very nice body and I want to see that guy naked. So
right.
I feel the inspiration and the motivation to do so.
I love it. I think I'm so wonderful that you're so honest about it, because I think that a lot of artists feel the same way as you, but they don't really talk about it.
I don't care. I don't have any problem. And I don't have any issues and any taboos.
Right. Do you
We are talking about erotic.
That's right. So do you have difficulty finding models? Do some men, you know, look at you like you're some kind of pervert if you ask them to pose nude for you?
You know, that's true. I found very problems. I have some people. I remember at that time it was a guy that he was a firefighter.
Uh-huh.
And he has a nice body, and he was on a car, and he was like a pursued a motor career. He was calling every day, and I was not interested in him, so I didn't like him, and he was calling me every day.
Oh my!
And in another way, I find a lot of problems with guys, like finding. And it's funny because I've been using some internet websites and people that they live in my area and follow there, that I saw that they are naked in
yes.
their profile.
Yes.
And I called the operator. These people, they will not have any issue to. And it's the people that I found many issues and
yes.
some agents. Some of my mother, they never posted naked before, and
yeah.
they were totally agreed, they were totally comfortable, but some of them, I don't know if they want like a like money or they are. I really don't know.
Yes.
I didn't find a lot of problems.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah. It's interesting because I encountered a lot of the same kind of things when I was casting for the porn movies that I made in with Daddy-O Productions. You know, there were a lot of people who had profiles online, you know, very explicit profiles with lots of sexuality, you know, hard-ons and everything in their profiles, and you would think that they would just be the natural for, you know, being part of a porno movie, but some of them were really offended that I even asked them, you know, like, how dare you suggest such a thing? But I'm thinking, holy cow, what a stroke for somebody to suggest that you have a nice enough body to appear in a porno movie.
Yeah. Some people, they find, and some of my mothers, they are so flattered, and some of them, there's one guy that never posed naked, and I mean a lot, I did a lot of artwork from his photos, and he's very, very grateful to me. He said, did you know how happy I am that you did some artwork with me, you know?
Yes.
And he has a amazing body, and he doesn't have any attitude at all, and he's been very grateful to me that I did some artwork, and he's always enjoying himself seeing in that artwork. But I recently asked to a guy that he's totally naked, and he's naked in some poses that they are totally nothing artistic at all, and I know that his partner has one of my artwork, and I told him to model naked for me, and he said no.
Oh, interesting. How interesting. Yeah, people are odd, aren't they?
and oh my God, you are showing your ass in your profile, and you don't want to model for an artwork, so that's
yeah,
amazing.
Really? Huh.
But all people, they are different. Some people, they really like to do that, and but it's
right.
been a very hard work to do that, and I hate it when I need to contact the people that I really like, no?
Yes.
My artwork.
Yes. Because it's hard to be a model, that's what you're saying, right?
Yes, it is.
It's demanding.
For me also, I have I have a good customer that I've been doing a lot of painting for him, and one makes me say, Chris, I want a painting of you. Oh my God. And I never did. I made some photos, and I don't like myself naked. I want to see myself in a painting. So I said, I'm not doing it.
Interesting.
I'm terrible. That's not my. I like to be there in the camera.
Right. So,
it's hard to.
let's talk a little bit more about your chosen media. As we discovered last week, that you work in several different media: watercolors, acrylic, oil. Can you tell us what you like about working in these particular media? What are the problems with a particular media, and what are the challenges? And what are your favorites?
Well, I mean, as I told you the last week, so I like all of them.
Yes.
I really don't have any. I think the most comfortable for me and the most easy is drawing. I think I'm better drawing than painting. I have a very, very good teacher. I'm very grateful that I have, for me, the best teacher on the world for
when
I was studying in Spain. So he was very, very good, and he teach me very good. I was very willing to learn, and he really teach me very good. So drawing for me is a very comfortable technique. I feel very, very very well in that, and I think I'm very good.
Do you have to draw before you paint? Or before you do watercolors, you start, everything starts with the drawing, yes?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. Good.
And also, I think I'm better in that, and also I'm better with lights and shadow. And some artists, they are very good with color, and I think I'm better with that. I'm better with light and shadow, light, dark, and light. Than color, so you can see color in my art, but I think I'm not better in color like I am like drawing and.
I see.
And
interesting.
I think that's my weakness, the color and.
That's curious, because I find your stuff just so compelling and so beautiful, that I guess I never imagine that you would have any difficulties anywhere. It's curious.
It's interesting because if you see my website right now on the paintings gallery, you can see the latest one. They are more colorful. So I've been working with color lately, and I think I'm starting to understand more color,
right.
and you can see the from the first ones to the latest ones, so they are more colorful and they are more intense, and also I think coming from Europe, so that's always something that the people they ask me in Puerto Rico, the Caribbean, they like the vibrant colors,
right, exactly.
And in my art, they always find that it was very sad, very, very, very plain, and I think so. That's something that in Europe, so the people didn't use. I think that's not true at all, but I think that was, some people told me that when I see you paint, so then I see something Mediterranean, not more like so for me, like working in very vibrant colors, it's always been a challenge because I like more the soft colors and more light and that color.
Right. So today, erotic artists abound, although in some circles, this genre is still not accepted as mainstream. Has this been your experience too?
No, I never have any problems.
Is that right? Interesting.
I think it's a lot of artwork out there, and people that they collect landscapes, people that they like the still life, and some people that like the nude. So I think it's depending on the taste, and you can feel limited, no? Because male nudes is only focused mostly to gay people, but I have some women that they bought my artwork too. So it's also people that they like to do dogs, and so that's another part of the market, you know, and And I never have any problem. I never have any. I'm grateful of that because I never have any bad comment. The only thing that I found is in some websites online like eBay and other places. They censor.
Yes. Oh, terrible! I know. Goodness gracious! It really is. It's so silly.
And they want to put my artwork on the other category. They don't. Put my artwork on the art category, and
I know. It's so tough.
What I'm doing, I'm covering that part. Yeah. And some customers, they say, "Well, why do that? You have to be proud. I'm proud of my artwork."
Yeah. It's the same thing that it happens on Facebook too. I know a number of artist friends, even some people who have been on this series, who have been thrown off Facebook time and time again because their artwork is explicit. And it's just silly. It's just completely silly.
Yes, it's silly, but in another part also, it's a lot of kids in the internet, and also it's a lot of pornography out there that and some they are very disturbing image for a kid.
Yes.
And everything is out there, and I think it has to be some control and.
Yeah, but there's a lot of disturbing images, in the Louvre, or in, the Metropolitan Museum of Art. There's very disturbing images of, violence and all kinds of things, including sexuality. So, what is it about our culture that, makes it behave like this?
Well, I don't know. I think in my country, in Spain, so I think we don't have censorship in TV, so in TV you can see everything.
Yes.
And that's something where you don't have censorship. I think the people, they are more free and you don't have to.
I think so. Yeah, and well-balanced, too.
And the good thing that we have censorship for violence. And in TV, only the violence movies you can see, like after midnight. And also the boxing is not allowed in all the channels. So that we have censorship about violence, but we don't have about sex, and I think that's a good thing.
I do too, and we have censorship about sex and nothing about violence. I mean, it's just what a clash of cultures. My goodness.
And I remember you see in a art festival here in West Palm Beach that it was some photos. That they were covered, they had to put like a white paper in front of the park, and it was a contemporary art festival that they are doing every year.
Oh my goodness!
Because probably some people complain about that.
Right. So let me ask you: is it possible for you as an artist to eroticize something that you personally don't find particularly sexy?
Yeah, that's a good question too. Yes, I remember that I used to do some photos of guys that they were not so sexy, but then I made like a better body, so you kind of like they don't have a nice butt, so I can make a nicer butt and nicer legs and more. I remember to have pictures of that guy that he was not too good looking, but then I put a beer and I make more masculine and I saw that painting a lot.
interesting.
And if you see the rear photo, he was not so sexy. You know, I think you can do that. You can create something more sexy.
Do you believe that erotica is directly related to our sexuality, or can it be created apart from our sexuality?
Well, I think it's related, but it could be separate. I think erotica, it could be something beautiful. I think when I'm with my artwork and some of my models, I'm telling with my friend, in a bar, and I see a guy, I would like to see that guy naked and just sit down watching him. So that's something beautiful. That's something for me that to enjoy. Watching, and it's nothing sexual, it's just beauty.
Yes.
That's what I'm pursuing with my artwork, just something that I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and I would like to enjoy when it's finished. And it's something erotic that you had to, okay. But when it's related with sex, is when you, for example, I had to do a commission work for a couple, and they were very, very sexy. They were amazing. When they take their clothes on, so they have a hair on.
Oh, interesting.
And I remember that it was very painful for me. You did a photoshoot. That was very, very, that was totally erotic and totally nothing.
Right. Interesting.
Basic, nothing beautiful. That was sex. That was for me like I was making the photos and my hand was like bum, 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 bum. Oh my God, I was trying to concentrate and it was hard to find like a nice pose. So the dicks, they were touching each other, they were one in one direction, the other in another direction, and I said, oh my God, that's a cow. Mm. And it was hard for me to concentrate and try to do something beautiful, so because
right.
it was more sexual,
right.
The mood, you know? And,
yeah.
And it was interesting, but it was the first time that I feel myself like, oh wow, but that's out of my mood, no?
Yeah.
And I think when you see a man naked, it's beautiful, but when you see him with a hair on, it's like...
I love it that you're so honest. It's so grand. Thank you very much. What do you look for in the work of other erotic artists?
You know, I'm looking more for technique. That's amazing.
Interesting.
A naked body is a naked body.
Yes.
But I when I see a good technique behind that, so that I'm amazed of that artwork, and
mm-hmm.
that technique could be from photo to any other technique. But I'm looking always for a good technique, a good
mm-hmm.
skill.
Interesting.
So you can see many artists that they are not so good and something terrible, but for me, also for my artwork, I had to say that the main thing in my artwork is the technique.
Mm-hmm.
I think the male nudes is an excuse to play with the technique. So for
right.
me, it's to have a very playful and very nice technique at the end is the main. So the male nose is the excuse, but also this is what I'm looking in another artist, so that they can paint anything, but if they have a nice technique, you can see from a painting, so if that artist has a good technique, and he knows the media, and he's able to express with that media, so he's able to speak that language, so you
Great.
Can see that, this is what I'm looking for.
Well, that's all the time that we have for today. I could go on and chat with you because you're so charming and so delightful and so informative. So before we go, could you give us your website address again and walk us around and tell us where we can buy your art?
Okay, just my website is www.lopezgallery.com. Very easy, it's lopezgallery.com. And I'm there, so that's my main website. I also have a second website with my other artwork that is mostly my personal language. It's abstract photography, nothing has to be with male nudes, but that's also what I call my personal language. And also it's a website that I'm working on that right now, but lopezgallery.com, so you have my email there, so that's the best way to be in touch with me. I'm enjoying a lot lately being in touch with my customers, so they like my artwork, then they're calling me Chris, I received your artwork, I like it, so some of them they send me pictures on the way that they frame it, and I think for an artist to be in touch directly with the customer is something very amazing. I'm very grateful that I'm having that right now. So there is not a gallery in between, so the people, they can reach me, they can send me an email every day.
Outstanding.
They can call me. And I like that, and I'm enjoying that. I'm trying to promote myself and selling my album by myself.
Good, good, good. Well, I want to thank you for being so generous with your precious time. We are all the richer for the experience. And until we talk again, which I hope will be soon, we will be visiting you in cyberspace. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Richard.
Till next time, then. Bye for now.
Okay, bye.
What a great show. Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Tune in next week for more Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is the fabulous Fleshlight and Fleshjack. You know, all you guys out there who keep complaining to me about your short fuse, well, here's a tip for you. Being a great lover, being able to control your orgasmic response and to last for as long as you'd like takes practice. Sure, you can learn to last longer by simply using your hand, but now there's an even more effective way to train yourself for sexual stamina and endurance with a partner. Allow me to introduce you to the Endurance Jack. It's just one of the fine designs from Fleshlight. It comes with a stamina insert, which has extra large bumps and a tight canal. With just a little practice with this puppy, you will be able to last longer, gain control over your ejaculatory response, and avoid untimely climax. Once you've accomplished this with the Endurance Jack, you'll have all the skills that you need to last and last with a partner. And remember, these fine products are made in the good old U.S. of A. Look for the Flesh Jack banner right there on the sidebar of DrDickSexAdvice.com. Speaking of sex toys, I want to take a moment to invite you to check out my adult products review site, DrDickSexToyReviews.com. That's right, sex fans. Now you can see what's hot and what's not in the world of adult products. You can even find our reviews of several Fleshlight products. You'll find reviews of all kinds of adult goodies, sex toys for sure, but also condoms, lubes, herbal products, fetish gear, as well as educational and enrichment videos. Don't miss a single one. Again, the address is DrDickSexToyReviews.com. Until next week, remember, sex is good, and good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.